welcome to You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I am your almost dead host, Angie.
I'm soon to be dead co-host, Mike.
So yeah, I have the plague right now, so that's, if I sound weird, that's why.
I am contracting the plague as we speak.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Funny plague story. Last night I pulled a Greg Serrano.
Oh, what do you mean?
I puked on my cat.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Did the cat, like, try to get in your way?
I cough. Well, see, here's the thing. It's not a stomach flu that I have. Like, it's not, like, a stomach bug where I'm, like, nauseous. I coughed so hard that it made me throw up, so I wasn't expecting to throw up.
And the cat was, like, in your
and
lap.
And the cat was on my lap, and there was nowhere for it to go, because I was not ready to throw up, and so I puked on my cat.
How'd the cat take it?
She's not happy.
I can imagine.
She still loves me.
Lucky.
But she does smell a little bit like vomit now.
Oh, no. You need to make Eric give her a bath or something.
I hate to put her through it after she's just been puked on.
Yeah, but she was already
traumatized.
Some cats like baths, right?
Not mine. Hoping.
Now you're going to make her lick the puke off of herself as opposed to wash it off. What's worse?
I suppose I was hoping that the dogs would lick it off of her.
Seems like a dog thing to do.
They were excited about it anyways.
Dogs are gross.
Yeah, they are. So yeah, that happened.
I will try not to puke on something important tomorrow when I get the plague.
Yeah. Just be aware it might make you cough so hard that, yeah. If you start coughing like a lot, just run to the bathroom.
Got it. So what are we doing here today?
This week, oh, Nathaniel, it is on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. This one's written by Sona Patel and directed by Jude Wang, which I did not have to pay attention to because Aline Brosh McKenna tweeted it out.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice.
Save like, any of the work?
Score. So thanks, Aline. Does she now contribute to the show, Mike? It's not just Rachel Bloom anymore?
All right, I guess I can add her in.
All right.
Just something.
All right.
Saves Google the work of having to search for us.
This episode, we open up Sugarface.
Yeah, the girl group's there.
Heather can't be a professional bowman because the Renfest is only in town once a year.
Don't they travel like a carnival or something? Like, is the Renfest the same Renfest, or is there, like, 100 different Renfests going on at any given time?
There are, like, people who, like, travel, like, follow around, like, the Renfest circuit. And there are people who just, like, work part-time at the one Renfest where they live.
Yeah, so there's a core happening. Group of people that go, like, Renfest or Renfest.
Yeah.
Like, so these
but like those, each of those Renfests is like run, like there's performers and vendors too. We'll do that. But each of those Renfests is run by a different group of people.
Yeah. But you can't be like the Archer girl at all of them though. I feel like maybe there's a really, really poor paying job that she could get doing that.
I mean, probably. But she'd have to travel around.
So. Maybe she doesn't want to, I guess.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want to.
All right, it doesn't sound like a great career, but a fun hobby and skill to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a student, sort of, again?
Yeah, but continuing education doesn't count as being a student, according to Heather.
Is it because it's not? Why?
It doesn't really, like, you're not graded, it doesn't really matter. You kind of show up or not show up. Nobody gives a shit.
Is it because it's not, like, career-oriented, or what?
No, it's not like she's in, like, a college class. She's in, like, have you ever taken a continuing education class?
No.
Okay. So, like, I took, like, a sewing class a couple of years ago through community ed.
So, how's your sewing career going?
No. I don't have a sewing career. I'm really good at setting up other people's sewing machines now, though.
If I had one, I'd have you do it.
I'd be really good at it. Here's my secret. I look at the instruction manual.
Ooh, tricky.
Yeah, I know. There's a little tip for me to you guys.
You can learn a lot from this podcast.
Yeah. If you want to know how to set up a sewing machine, read the instruction manual. If you don't have the instruction manual, just type your sewing machine model into Google. It'll come right up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Surprised Google has sewing machine things. Are those you still made, or do you have to like go to antique shops?
Sewing machines, you weirdo.
It just seems like a lost art form, like that no one would do that anymore.
There are like a gajillion cosplayers.
Oh, I suppose they all make their own stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I see the market now. So Heather's sort of a student, but not really.
Yeah. And then Rebecca has to take her hormone shot, which she does, like, at the table.
Oh, that's scary.
In public, and oh, needles, ick, gross.
Yeah, well, you know, if people can breastfeed, she can shoot needles into her stomach.
Needles are so gross, though.
They're really scary.
Oh.
But she should not have to do that in an unsanitary bathroom stall or something.
That's true, but needles are gross, and I don't want to, Hey, don't look at
it. It is hard. It is hard, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to watch the needle go in.
Yeah. You can go look like, away.
You also don't have to stare at a woman breastfeeding if you don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You can just carry on with your day.
Yeah, just don't look at that. You have this thing called a neck. Just turn it.
Yeah, and eyes can point wherever you choose them to point. And whatever, get over it, people.
Yeah, let it go. It's fine. It's
called being a person.
Yeah. You know what? Kids gotta eat. People have to take shots. And needles are gross, but we'll just not look at it.
Yeah, so was the girls talk about, what the doctor had to say about the hormones? Like, doesn't seem like it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, seems like a bad idea, but, like, according to Rebecca, he said it would be fine, but... She's
clearly lying.
Clearly lying. But she is doing a little acronym called SASSY, which is Separate, Assess, Step Away, Soothe Yourself.
Except for, like, step away and separate are kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel like they are.
Either way, it's an important part of that, I would say.
Yeah.
Get away from the stimuli. Yeah. And it's fun to say.
And she's going to go back to work just like Robert Downey Jr. went back to work.
Yeah, so it won't mind.
Yeah, it'll be fine. He won't. Yeah. It's cool. He knows that resignation wasn't real.
Yeah.
And he's going to be totally cool about it.
Yeah, and it's a cool guy. All right. So I'm excited at this next scene. Heather's on the podcast.
Maybe she'll be on our podcast.
We should ask. I mean, she's not if we don't ask. She's not just going to randomly show up, for sure.
That's true.
But if we ask, you never know. But yeah, but she's on Hector's podcast with his mom.
Yeah. Talking about how she doesn't know what her identity is now, and she's lost, and Heather's mom is like, hey, you need to stay on topic. And, what sort of podcast stays on topic?
None that I want to do.
Yeah, that's... You know what podcast won't make you stay on topic? This one.
Yeah, be on this one, Heather. You can talk about whatever you want. Talk about cheese and gum. Yeah. Your identity?
Finding yourself?
I'm not going to ask you about your identity, though.
No, not going to do that.
You can just say what you want.
Yeah, it's up to you.
But yeah, so the relationship, we find out their official like relationship name now, because we all had theories on that.
Yeah.
Apparently it's just Hector.
Yeah, it's just Hector, but with an extra A.
That doesn't work for me.
It doesn't for me either.
So I feel like that's too Hector-oriented.
Yeah.
She barely has she gets a single letter.
Look, here's the thing.
It doesn't even have a sound.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Hector's not the main attraction in this for me.
No.
I'm here for Heather.
Hector can go away for all I care.
Yeah. Because as long as Heather's here and happy, I'm golden.
Who's cheering for Hector anyways?
Who is doing that? I mean, people are probably.
I guess. I don't see it.
But not me. Yeah. Not a fan. Not a fan of this name.
Yeah, but we find out here that she, you know, really likes Hector.
Yeah.
But she needs to, figure herself out before she can, make any decisions on this relationship. Serious decisions.
Before they can move forward.
Yeah.
Also, Hector lives with his mom, and Josh is eating chips loudly during recording time.
That's really rude.
Yep.
Yeah, but Hector really wants to be more serious, we find.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all I got.
Yeah, so Rebecca's back to work.
Back to work, just walks into Nathaniel's office to give him some amazing news. Not that she's leaving town again. She's ready to come back to work. And he's like, where?
Yeah, he is, clearly knows. He just wants to make a point.
And she's like, here? And he's like, no, you resigned. And she's like, no, my mom sent that when I was drugged, so that's not legally binding. He's like, oh, well, then you're fired.
Can't just do that, can you? I don't know. What are the rules if someone has, her situation and needs time off? Is it a family medical leave thing? Do you have to... There's got to be some... I feel like you'd have to fill out some paperwork or something to make that work. I don't know much. HR people don't write in. I don't really care that much. Well, who knows? It might come in handy, I guess. So you can write in.
HR people write in.
Yeah, but how does the work know that she was under the influence of her mom's drugs?
I mean, she said it. Also, her mom is the one who sent it.
Yeah, they don't know that.
You can't just... Yeah, but,
I suppose...
It can be proven.
I hate legal stuff. I mean, it's there for a reason. But it's like, if you get someone's resignation in the letter, you want to be able to act on it, and then all this stupid legal stuff comes up, and you can't act on it. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you don't want somebody to be able to send in a resignation letter for you.
No, I don't. I just want it to be simple, and it's not, okay? I'm not saying I have a better solution in mind. It's just frustrating. This is going nowhere. All right, let's move on.
Yeah. So Kevin's being weird. Being a weirdo.
Yeah. We're back at home base. Kevin's, talking to Heather, but being super weird.
Super weird.
It's never a comfortable thing to bring up. I mean, he needs to know for this internship thing, right? Or does he not need to know?
Not really. Other people in that program were all white.
Good point. Why is he even bothering to ask them?
I don't know.
What's that to do with anything? Excellent point. I figured it was a special program that needed a certain requirement or something.
Yeah, no, it's just they were like, oh, we encourage you to, submit candidates who are diverse.
Okay.
But, the other three people, two of them were just white dudes.
Yeah, and a white girl.
Yeah.
Woman.
And then a white woman.
All right, he didn't need to make a big scene here.
Yeah. Not necessary.
He was probably just dying to know for, months and just...
Saw it as an
excuse to bring it up and ask.
Yeah. Then he panics and takes his shirt off.
Yeah, which is a little even weirder.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that. there was no reason for anything leading up to this, but... there's somehow even less reason to do that.
It was warm. Okay, that's...
When you're warm at work...
You don't take your clothes off?
You don't just take your clothes off. As a general rule, every place I've ever worked.
Not the right places. Or the wrong, whatever.
I mean, I know there are places where you can work where, you know, that is encouraged, but I feel like a family restaurant might not be one of those places.
No.
He finally tells Heather that Homebase Corporate has a management program that is looking for, that is encouraging applicants who are diverse, and she's like, you could have just said, hey, there's a management program, here's a form. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Here's a form.
Here's a form.
Well, good for Heather, getting some direction.
Yeah.
Some opportunity.
Yep.
She must be doing better at her job now, because when she started out, she was terrible.
She was heartbroken.
But she was also terrible at her job.
Because she was heartbroken?
Doesn't change the fact that she was terrible at it. I'm just saying, she must have turned it around here.
Yeah, because she's not heartbroken anymore.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her.
She was terrible before she was heartbroken.
No, she wasn't.
From Greg? Wasn't she terrible, like, right away?
No. How was she terrible right away?
I thought she was, like, super lazy and didn't want to do things. And...
Nope. You were confused.
I guess so. That's my memory of it, though.
Well, your memory's wrong.
It happens. Alright, so she's only terrible after Greg broke up with her and broke her heart. Then she got better. Now she's awesome. Going to management class. Done. Alright.
So, back at Whitefeather.
Oh yeah, Rebecca is...
Trying to figure out why Nathaniel would fire her.
Yeah, is it because of what happened between them?
Because that was totally... You know, she told him... That was about her, not about him. And he was like, oh, so you're just gonna, it's not you, it's me? Me? Next you're gonna tell me that you were just going through some stuff. And she's like,
yeah, I was.
Slash M. And then he fat shames her.
Why do people keep doing that to her? That's her.
Not nice.
It goes after her personal pan pizzas. Those are delicious.
They are delicious. They're all, like, crispy around the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The crust, yeah.
Yeah.
All buttery and...
We can't do this again. We can't do this again. There was, like, half hour in the last episode. We were just talking about food.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep it to 20 seconds this time.
But, yeah, personal pan pizzas are...
Oh, so good. Yeah, so Nate kind of... They start acting like children, the two of them.
Yeah. And then Rebecca starts having hormone sweats.
Yeah, Nate tells her to get out of his room.
Yeah.
Office.
Yeah. And then she presses her sweaty boobs against the glass. Which... Why, though?
More people taking their shirt off at work.
Yeah, just stop doing it. But yeah, he's not a child. Where's his ball?
So, the break room.
Yeah.
Rebecca informs the group that she has been fired.
Yeah.
And he's awful.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else knows what a monster he can be, though, right?
Yeah, and he's just got to be devastated from the breakup, too. Just how he's acting.
Yeah, but no, apparently he's been pretty good lately, and he's got a new Instagram girlfriend.
And he patted Maya on the head.
Yeah, which, I mean, he might have just been trying to get up.
Yeah, but the pictures of the girlfriend is all over, like, just flaunting that girlfriend.
Yeah. And Rebecca wants to see the Instagram feed.
Yeah, she hasn't seen it yet, because she's off social media.
Yeah, and Paul's like, no, this is a bad idea, and...
Totally is.
Totally is. Rebecca's like, no, it's fine. All of this is fine, this is fine. No!
Raging waters, oh my god!
Oh... That's her Paris.
She's wanting to go to Raging Waters forever.
Oh.
No one will go with her. Or she gets interrupted every time.
Because of Nathaniel.
Both times.
Both times.
Jerk. Then he goes with that bitch. I'm sure she's a great person.
Yeah, she's probably lovely. But that bitch!
Yeah, so Rebecca is pissed, and she wants to turn everyone against him.
Yeah. Have they all forgotten how horrible he was when he first got here?
A long time ago. And they sort of did.
Like, they don't seem quite so. I feel like we all kind of did.
We all did.
Yeah.
As watchers, yes, yeah. We all did. Everyone just forgave Nate because he likes Harry Potter.
And pooped his pants that one time.
Pooped his pants. All of a sudden, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Not true.
He wanted to fire everyone.
Remember?
And he stole Daryl's firm from him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Rebecca wants to take the firm back. We get our He's the New Guy reprise.
Yeah. Don't trust that guy.
Don't trust him. He pooped his pants that time. But you still can't trust him. Screw the new guy. Well, she did that.
That's how she knows, right?
That's how she knows. That was my favorite little phrase. Screw the new guy. Well, I did that. So, yeah. They're going to sue him.
Yeah, so Rebecca's studying up.
Yeah, eating hormone food.
Which is chocolate and honey.
Yeah, chocolate and honey.
Can't say I've ever tried that. Have you?
No. I've never been...
Can't be bad.
I mean, it sounds delightful. I've had Nutella and corn syrup.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close. And that. Oh.
That's pretty rich, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
On something or just like
spooned it? On toast. I had Nutella and two kinds of corn syrup.
Oh, even multiple kinds.
Yeah.
One was not enough. What were you thinking at this time? How many hormones were you shooting into your stomach?
Like, none, but it was con, and...
Oh, you went into the toast room.
Yeah, I went into the toast room, and I was like, I want Nutella and corn syrup. And they were like, which kind of corn syrup? And I was like, both.
Ooh. I don't remember what I had. Sure, it was great. So Heather walks in, all professional.
Yeah. Dressed all good wife.
I don't understand the reference, but I assume it means conservative looking.
Yeah. Rebecca is talking like an old-timey detective / old lady, according to Hector.
Is Hector here?
Yeah. Because he tells her... Because she has to find a way to undermine Nathaniel, and he tells her that she should use the dark web.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember that. I mean, he didn't make my notes. See, that's how little I care about Hector.
We're not here for him.
No. Heather's got, like, feelings about her job. Is this where she says she has feelings about her job, or am I skipping ahead?
You're skipping ahead.
Damn.
I mean, she's nervous about having to fit into office culture, because she can't have her colored highlights and her body piercings and her visible tattoos.
Right. I'm trying to think where to go with my notes. So Rebecca's working to undermine Nate, so she tells her.
Yep.
She kind of skinny shames Heather. In there,
yeah, she does. And then she apologizes because, you know, she's on hormones. They will make you more impulsive.
Makes sense. The brown nut affect your behavior.
Mm-hmm. It's your brain chemistry.
And Rebecca found something in her research for Nate. She's excited.
Yep, she's...
I don't think we know what it is yet, all right?
Nope, not yet. First, we gotta go with Heather to her first day.
Yeah, management training.
With sports jokes.
She doesn't get sports jokes so much. There's a sports bar she works at. People like to use sports sayings a lot. I like them.
I think Heather just doesn't like puns very much. No, that's wrong. Lederhosen.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
You know, Heather has a question about the pantyhose in the orientation here.
Yeah, nobody wants to answer her question about the pantyhose.
Oh, it's super uptight up here. Okay. Traps and juices. I'm going to take her word for it. She's usually right about things. Although I haven't heard much analysis on pantyhose.
They're not great. Wear them now for my internship.
Oh, yeah, you can relate then.
Yeah.
That sucks. I don't know, those are still like a thing people had to wear.
Well, if I wear a skirt, I have to wear them.
Are they that better than legs? I don't understand. So it's like the dress code.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't get it.
I don't have to shave my legs. It's fine.
Some advantage to it.
I do have, like, fucking pasty-ass white legs, so.
Into that soon?
Yeah, that was it. Baseball puns and pantyhose, that's all I got for that. Rebecca, though, knows how to take the firm back.
Yeah, she's round up the troops.
Yeah.
And this is some boring-ass legal crap.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I think that law might be the most boring of professions.
Property law is the most boring of all laws.
People like to make fun of accounting as being boring. No, I give it to the lawyers. All right, this is okay. Some mind-numbing stuff here.
Okay, this is property law, though. Property law is, like, super, super duper boring. But, like, a class action lawsuit with, like, where, like, a whole bunch of people have been injured.
I'll bet it's still really boring.
Nah.
See, like, the story of what happened might be exciting, but, like, the work you're doing and all, like, the paperwork and crap is probably the worst.
Mm-mm. Disagree.
You're just going through contracts and looking
that's not all you're bullshit. Doing. And then you've got to research case law. Case law is fun. No, case law is like high stakes gossip. It's high stakes gossip, except it's all part of the public record. It's so great.
Right,
but no, what Rebecca is talking about here, that it was not notarized in the correct county, like that is fucking boring as shit.
Yeah, so apparently because of that, they can void the purchase and the shares can go back to what's her face?
To Stacy.
Stacy. But yeah, we've got the boringest plan, boringest evil plan in the world.
But yeah, Tim, I just want to point out that Tim is like, you know, you could just get a job someplace else.
You can get a job anywhere.
You can take us with you.
You know, that's not what this is about.
Well,
I mean, just helping the little guy.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
It's about good versus evil. Daryl is like, how are you going to get Stacy to play along? Because Stacy's kind of a B.
He doesn't say that, does he?
No. I say that.
So we're about to find out. Rebecca's in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
With Stacy, drinking wine.
Drinking wine.
So this is the 10K hot tub that Rebecca bought her, sort of.
Yeah, basically.
And apparently it costs $10,000 because you can masturbate in it.
Yeah.
The masturbating jets are the extra, like, $8,000 on the cost of a hot tub, I guess.
I guess. I don't know, man. I feel like you can get a vibrator for less than $8,000.
Yeah, there's got to be a better way to do it.
There
must be some nice jets. You don't know. You've never been in a $10,000 masturbating hot tub.
I guess I haven't.
The conversation keeps getting interrupted by this baby.
Yeah. Stacy really hates the next door baby.
It keeps on crying and not turning off.
There's a baby crying outside when I, like, right before you opened the door, like, I heard, like, a child, like, crying.
Outside my house?
Like, outside your, like, it could sound like it was, like, across the street, like, a kid was being, like, brought inside, and I was like, all right.
Did you tell that kid to shut up?
No, I was like, is that kid being murdered or kidnapped or something? Should I be worried about it?
You want to go investigate? That's one of my big fears. Like, I'll, like, witness a kidnapping, but I'll just think it's some kid, like, throwing a tantrum in the parents.
But that's the other thing, is, like, kids throw tantrums all the fucking time.
Yeah, so, like, 99 out of 100 times you see a kid having a tantrum, or even 999 times out of 1,000 you see a kid throwing a tantrum. Just a kid throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
But that one time, my kid might be getting kidnapped, and I just walked away, didn't do anything. I would be so upset.
I didn't do shit.
I'm scared. Scared this is going to happen to me. What can you even do? How would you possibly be able to assess the actual situation?
I don't know.
Like, I could, like, break them up. the parent and the child and, like, get myself arrested for, like, putting...
Right? Know. Exactly!
And then what am I going to say? Are you really this kid's parents? Show me some ID. Wait, it doesn't say anything on the ID of if this is your kid or not. Show me the kid's ID. But kids don't have IDs.
Kids don't have IDs! Okay, let's spit in this tube. We'll send it off to 23andMe.
And then when we get the results in 8 weeks...
then you can have your child back.
There's nothing you can do. And it makes me sad. I want to, like, I think this, I'm just afraid this is going to happen.
Also, like, I have no, like, I didn't actually, like, see the kid, so I, like, really don't know where it was coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't, yeah.
I know, like, kind of what direction it was, and then it stopped, so I'm like, did they murder the kid?
Or, like, that murder people like to talk about where the kid, where the girl was attacked in, like, broad daylight.
Yeah.
People just thought it was like a domestic abuse or something, or a domestic argument or something, and they didn't realize that someone's getting murdered here. Just. Anyways, let's move on. It's my fear.
But yeah, anyways, the next door baby keeps crying, and basically, Stacy's like, all right, why should I agree to do this? And Rebecca's like, oh, there must be something you want, and the baby keeps crying, and.
Then we cut away to Rebecca practicing her speech in front of the mirror.
Yeah. And then Nathaniel shows up. Pissed! He's like, are you out of your mind? And then we get our opening theme.
She is out of her mind. Yeah. According to the song. So yeah. Where are we? Yeah, so he's pissed about sewing.
Opening theme.
Yeah, here we learn that Rebecca had to agree to represent Stacy. Against the baby.
Yeah, not the parents.
The baby. In order for her to agree to this plan to get his shares revoked.
Yeah. Nathaniel thinks that she's just mad about him firing her and taking his new girlfriend to Raging Waters, so he admits it.
Brings it up right there.
That he just did it to get under her skin. And
then they fight over whether he's over her or not.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, yeah, yo, I have a new girlfriend now, and she's not crazy, which is not kind. That's not a kind thing to say, Nathaniel. But, yeah, they totally don't think about each other when they're not masturbating.
Yep.
And they should definitely not have sex right now. And then Nathaniel leaves, and Rebecca steals Heather's vibrator.
Yeah.
Don't. People with roommates.
Feels like a bad idea. Don't. And
no.
How come Rebecca doesn't have her own? Like, why does she need to even borrow someone's? It feels an unnecessary thing here.
Just don't, Rebecca. No.
So Heather's at work now?
Yeah. Next scene, Heather's at work.
And she, the boss guy comes up, talk to her.
Yeah, and she thinks she's fired because somebody saw her butt piercing.
Butt piercing. Never heard of this before.
I've never heard of this.
I don't think this is no way real. It can't be. There's no way.
I mean, I'm certain it is real. I
think so. How would you tattoo that? Or not tattoo, pierce that. Doesn't feel like it's pierceable. Is there cartilage? Don't people usually pierce certain types of skin?
Look, man, people pierce anything.
I guess. I want to see her butt piercing. Just out of curiosity.
Google butt piercing.
Alright.
This could go someplace interesting. I mean, it won't, but it could.
How weird people do it.
Honestly. Oh, there you go. We're looking at butts.
All right, I'll stop looking at butts. Oh, yeah, getting fired for a butt piercing, that's a real thing. All right.
No, Heather is not fired for having a butt piercing. She had a great idea. Dessert tapas.
No, I thought that she said tacos all the way to the end when they said it like 50 times of the episode. What's a tapas?
Tapas are like little small plates.
Like, just little desserts? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Those are good ideas.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to buy a gigantic dessert after they had a gigantic meal.
Right.
People want to buy little desserts. They're cheap. Make a few bucks. And small. Everyone's going to buy that.
Yeah.
Like, if I could have, like, a tiny piece of cheesecake, I'd have that anytime.
Right now?
Yeah, if you had cheesecake, I would eat it right now. If it was small.
What if it was big?
Well, I probably still would. What is this cheesecake we're talking about here?
We said, no, damn it, no. No, we're not doing this again.
I don't want to listen to the last episode of what you're talking about. I don't remember talking about food that much.
Talked about food so much.
Like, what kind of food?
Like, fried food. Like, there was, like, a point where, like, when, like, they asked Daryl if, like, he needed a little cheese, and he was like, oh, I don't need just a little cheese. And I was like, Mike, do you have any cheese? And then we started talking about cheese.
So good, like, broaden our topics that we talk about.
The thing about Slim Fast, like, you're not, like, really hungry, but, like, God, I miss food.
Oh, yeah, you're on a diet, too, yeah. So that's probably why, yeah. Because,
yeah,
you had started that even last time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that explains it.
I was like, oh, man.
So I'm talking about cheesecake now. But...
yeah. It's not even that I'm hungry, I just miss chewing food. Oh. Anyways.
Tapos. Oh, yeah, she also wants to do a rideshare so, you know, kids don't die.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically she's a visionary. Like when I saved that dog. Special place in heaven just for me now. For because dealing. I wasn't a dick to a dog.
Does that happen? People being dick? Oh, yeah, I guess it does. Never mind. Take it back. Yeah, you and Heather will be up in heaven to go. Yeah,
both of us. Oh, man, that's going to be so awesome. Comparing
butt piercings.
I don't have any butt piercings.
Yet.
Yet, Heather might have sold me. But, next scene. Some court.
Showdown.
Yeah, it's showdown.
It's on.
Boom.
Bunch v. Plimpton.
Yeah. They, like, sexily argue with each other.
Like, right in each other's face.
Like, right in each other's face, like, and, like, the judge can't hear them.
They're just talking to each other.
Yeah, that's not how you're supposed to argue in front of a judge.
Yeah, then we get song two.
Song two. Angry Horny Tango.
Well, that was Horny Angry Tango. That's what I wrote down.
You might be right.
It's really important which of those Latin words come first.
It is.
Yeah, after their horny, angry tango song, they find out Rebecca wins.
Yeah, Rebecca wins!
Shares are returned to Stacy.
Yeah. Except now they have to get the money to buy the shares, but Rebecca has a plan. She's just going to sell the Garfinkel ring again.
Yeah, it saved her once before.
Yeah, except it's fake.
Shoot.
Dang it. She's like, wait a second. But I sold it before. He's like... yeah, that pawn shop? Went out of business. They were buying fake jewelry.
Can't get by with that.
Nope.
The famous Garfunkel ring. The fake this whole time.
Fake the whole time. Wait. Do you think it's always been a fake, or do you think that Rebecca's mom gave her a fake Garfunkel ring?
Oh, interesting theory. I did not consider. I just assumed it was fake the whole time, but I could see this. Her doing that. Or maybe the pawn shop sold her back a fake one. But he's not going to make a fake ring. Maybe.
Maybe he sold Josh a fake ring. No, why would he sell Josh a fake ring?
No, if it's anyone, it's a mom. It's not the pawn shop.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I want to know what this happens now. Should save the prediction corner. Yeah, but what are they going to do now?
What are they going to do?
They don't have money.
They don't have any scratch. They don't have any cabbage. They don't have any grilled cheese. With marshmallows.
That's a weird combo. Should we talk about cheese again?
Oh, yeah. Grilled cheeses are really good. You ever had, like, grilled cheese with, like, pickles and mustard and barbecue sauce?
Nope.
Grilled onions?
Uh-uh. Butter, cheese, bread. That's my grilled cheese right there.
Yeah, take it to the next level, man.
I could see, like, mayo being good on there.
telling you, barbecue sauce.
I can't picture it, but I guess. But Paula thinks, you know, Rebecca must have rich friends. Right? Yeah, she came from Richistan.
Yeah. Rebecca's like, oh, yeah, I know rich people. Yeah. Yeah. So she tries asking Audrey Levine's hedge fund manager husband.
Yeah, and he didn't get rich by giving away his money.
Nope. And also, she should stop telling everybody he has a small dick.
So she crosses off his name where it says with small penis.
Yeah. She calls BJ Novak, who's apparently losing money on his ecstasy factory. Because everybody just wants to buy meth now.
Man. You should have done that.
Yeah. No, wait, it's opioids. Opioids.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's what everybody's buying.
Not meth. The hell, Angie. They're totally different drugs. They do opposite things.
Opposite? Opioid? Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm right.
Yeah, I think so.
Then she calls Dr. Phil, who's like, I don't know you. You keep saying I met you at Boba once.
But he Boba's like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah.
You can't be expected to remember every Boba.
Also, how did she get that number?
Stop harassing the secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here, Heather, at the next scene, Heather's got some feelings about her job she wants to share.
Yeah, she's got a lot of feelings. She's doing great. She's killing it.
She's contributing. She's got dental insurance. But she also misses all of her useless hobbies.
Yeah. Not a fan of the corporate environment. That's understandable. Corporate environment really sucks.
How you get paid.
It is how you get paid, but, like, why does it have to be awful?
Good question. Seems like it's not necessary.
Like, to what end? Like, why do we all have to wear uncomfortable clothes, then?
My corporate clothes are very comfortable. The clothes I'm wearing right now are as comfortable as pajamas. All right.
Well, you don't have to wear pantyhose.
I do not. You can't wear pajamas to corporate? To your internship? You can find some comfortable pants.
I have a pair of comfortable pants, but they are dry clean only.
You know a lot of places do, like, Jean Friday? You can wear jeans to work. It's supposed to be, like, this benefit or something. I hate Jean Friday. My work clothes are more comfortable than jeans. But I feel like for dress code, I like need to wear jeans on Jean Friday because it'd be weird if I didn't. But I'm less comfortable in the jeans. But I do it anyways. Fun fact. But yeah, anyways, corporate cultures don't need to be awful. I don't see why.
Yeah.
It's just because everyone decided this is how you're supposed to act to be professional and then people just expect it.
Like, why does everybody's hair have to be like...
with it. Because once one person does it, like, people just follow. No one wants to stand out. Like, if all the upper management had, like, purple hair, like, within a year, like, probably half the office would have purple hair.
Yeah, but, like, at, like, my previous office, like, at my old job, like, a girl, like, spent a lot of money to, like, get her hair done, like, bright red, and then she, like, bright, like, fire truck red. And it looked great. Like, it was, like, a really well done dye job, like, it was all even, but it, like, had, like, tones and highlights, and it was nice. And she, like, got in trouble for it, because you're not supposed to have, like, unnatural colored hair.
Seems unnecessary rule.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing, like, no customers ever saw her.
Yeah, it was a phone thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, unnecessarily strict. Heather doesn't like it.
Yeah, understandably so. But Rebecca is not listing. She just asks Heather if she has any money.
Heather does not. In fact, Rebecca pays her rent. So.
Yes.
But she's kind of in a panic, right?
Yeah, Rebecca's like, I screwed up. Hormones are out of control.
She made this promise to all these people. Now she can't fulfill it.
Yeah, and also Nathaniel's moving on and it's killing her. She's trying to act like it isn't, but it is, and...
Wash your vibrator,
and oh.
And she didn't even wash it. I mean, come on, Rebecca. It's bad enough you took it. You couldn't even wash it after.
How do you use somebody else's vibrator?
Yeah, this is just not all right.
No.
Rebecca's in bed, and she forgot her hormone shot. So she got to take a double.
Yeah.
Two right in the stomach.
Oh. Yeah. And then, it's on her laptop, and then Nathaniel rubs it in that she can't afford to buy the shares.
Yeah, well, how does he know already?
No. Apparently he does. And then he sends her the raging water picture again.
Oh, what a dick.
What a dick. And so Rebecca starts stalking the new girl.
Yeah, she goes into a hormone-induced dark web binge session.
Yeah, which, this is a weird thing that happens. And maybe hires a hitman to kill Nathaniel.
She was, like, probably hallucinating a little bit, too, so who knows what really was going on.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like the dark web is, like, full of, like, people who are just like, oh yeah, I'm a hitman, I'll kill your ex-boyfriend for you.
Yeah, everyone there just, like, trying to think they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, dark web, man, I'm on this.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that there's a lot of that going on.
Definitely.
So even if she did, like, potentially hire a hitman, I don't think, like, she probably actually hired a hitman. Idiot
trying to act like a big man.
Yeah.
A lot of egos. A lot of egos on the dark web.
Yeah, don't hire hitmen, you guys. That's some advice you can take.
Yeah.
Don't hire hitmen.
We should put that in our banner. Twitter, like an official statement.
Official advice.
Do we have a statement of like our show's official positions?
No.
Put that right at the top.
All right. Don't hire it, man. Also, if you're in a deposition and you have to poop, ask for a break.
Yep. And do watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
That should probably be number one.
No.
No? We're going to have number three.
Yeah, well, the other two are really important. When you're sick and you laugh, you kind of honk.
Anyways, so she, group therapy. Starts selling group therapy.
Yeah, she tells the whole group about it.
Yeah.
How she probably undid the hit.
Pretty sure she undid
Pretty
it.
Pretty sure she did.
Yeah. She's starting to think that maybe egg donation was a bad idea for her.
You think?
Not that it's a bad idea in general. Rick thinks that they should, you know, wait until Dr. Shin gets there.
Seems like an important topic.
Yeah.
You might need to know about.
Yeah. And Rick is like, no. Nobody tell Dr. Shin anything, because I haven't talked to him about any of this stuff at all.
Not checking?
Oh, Rebecca! But yeah, she still thinks that trying to take the firm back was a good idea. Because, you know, she cares about everyone at Whitefeather, and she's trying to stand up for the little guy. And
of course that's what this is about.
Yeah. And Bert's like, yeah!
Yeah, you like that one.
Yeah.
And we kind of cut over to Heather walking into the home base in her suit.
In her little suit.
She misses French fries.
Yeah, so much. She misses French fries so much. She doesn't know what to do, and Chris is like, I don't know what to do either. Both my parents are drunk. I don't know how I'm going to get home. And she's like, that's what I'm saying.
You know, like, little, what's his name, Chris?
Chris.
Little Chris is into a little more. He's getting pretty big.
No, he's like...
He's like almost an adult now.
Yeah, he's like gonna be driving himself soon.
Yeah.
Kid hit a growth spurt.
Yeah, doesn't he share his fries with her or something?
He does share his fries with her.
Good guy. I see why I don't talk to him now.
Yeah. Share his fries.
I'd talk to Chris.
Because he'd share fries with you.
And for the emotional support and good advice of a child. Alright, I really want to talk to him. I don't know my own fries.
Yeah. Right? Like, I feel like you spend too much time hanging around kids that aren't yours. Get put on a list.
Yeah. Bad idea.
And you should probably be on a list. Kids are awful. Nobody wants to be around kids.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You're not getting paid to be... In fact, even if you are getting paid to be around kids, what are you doing?
Even if you're getting paid. It's a little questionable.
Yeah, it's like... Like, alright, I know it's your job and stuff, but...
Have you seen kids
Like, they're, like, the worst. Couldn't you find another job? The little monsters.
You just, like, purposely go spend all your time with them.
Oh, man.
So, back to group therapy.
Back to group therapy.
I guess Bert has a lot of money.
Yeah, he's apparently been investing in Bitcoin, which seems like that bubble's going to burst pretty soon.
It sort of did already.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I'll have to look at it if it recovered a little bit. But it was like up to $20,000 of Bitcoin, dropped to under $10,000.
Oof.
I'm kind of curious what it is now. Google time. Search.
That still seems way overpriced.
No, it's just shy of $11,000 at the moment.
I feel like that could burst more.
I feel like this isn't even a real thing and it could just be completely worthless. Of course, all currency is just what people decide it's worth, I guess, but still, like, there's too many things that I don't understand about Bitcoin to even come close to it. But if Bert's been investing in this crap since day one...
Oh, yeah, no, if you, like,
he's been making a lot of money.
If you, like, bought, like, 10 Bitcoins when they were worth $10...
Yeah, you'd have a lot of money now.
Yeah.
And apparently that's what Bert did.
That's what I'm gonna assume he did. Seriously, this bubble is gonna burst.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me question it is that there's a lot of bad people who want to be able to move money, and this is a way for them to do it. So there might be a lot of demand for it. Mm-hmm. And when there's demand... But the problem is, like, first of all, what the fuck is a Bitcoin?
Right.
And people... And who controls it? And who decides who owns what? And it's just... Who am I trusting with this, is what I'm trying to say. As I say, who's controlling it? Like, people want to say, oh, you know, you got all these currencies, but the government's controlling the currency. Yeah, the government is... backing a currency. I'll take that any day over what? Like, who's even controlling this? Like, is it just some company? Like, is there, like,
I don't even know. Three
people in an office somewhere? Like, some tiny office that's just deciding all this shit?
Secure!
And you're trusting them with your money?
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Who's issuing bitcoins? That's what I want to know.
Who's keeping track of it? Who's stopping it from getting stolen? Who's deciding that this Bitcoin's mine and not yours? And how can I trust that they'll keep saying it's mine until I'm ready to sell it?
Why can't I just make my own Bitcoins?
You can. That's the stupid thing. That's why it's stupid, and no one should ever put their money in it. Anyways, moving on. Don't invest in Bitcoin. Number 4 on the list. It's stupid.
Don't take investing advice from this podcast.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Tomorrow it'll go up like 10 times.
Anyways, Bert likes that Rebecca looks out for the little guy, and he wants to help her out.
Yeah.
He'll give her the money to buy the shares. And
he'll just be like a silent partner.
Just be a silent partner.
So is this arrangement where they're sharing ownership of the shares, or does he own them all and just gives her control?
I think he owns them and is letting her control them.
That's kind of what I thought, but it was a little unclear from this conversation.
Is my understanding. Which is a thing you can do.
Yeah.
Also, she has a pretty big zit on her chin, and she's like, yes, I am aware.
It's hard to not know that. Have you ever had a big zit like that? It is always present in your mind.
All you can think of, and...
And they fucking hurt, so there's no way you don't know about that.
There's no way you don't know. Oh, man. I know it was just a prosthetic, but it looked painful.
Yeah. So why'd they even put that in? It didn't seem to serve any narrative purpose.
Because she was taking hormones.
Oh, is that what that was? Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, I see.
Oftentimes, when women have hormone imbalances, it can create breakouts.
Makes sense. Don't think that.
Yeah. Which is why breakouts are more common in teenagers. Hormones go fucking crazy.
Got it. So Rebecca comes into Nate's office. She is now his superior.
Yeah. And Nathaniel is like, what? You're not a man. What? Nathaniel. Come
They're
on.
They're trying to make us hate him again.
They are trying to make us hate him again.
I mean, come on, Nathaniel. Like, is he just trying to piss her off? I mean, I think he is, what's the word for it? Trolling her?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's, like, purposely trying to piss her off. Like, yeah. He's not, like, saying that because that's, like, what's on his mind at all times, I think.
I don't know. Like, that came out really fast.
But even people that think that don't say it.
Okay. Do you remember when there was, like, a racist guy, like, suing to, like, protect some Confederate monument? And he was talking about, oh, well, you know, over there they've got... And it was Martin Luther King Boulevard. But just naturally, he said Martin Luther... He said...
Derogatory
term. Starts with a C.
You can figure it out.
Kind of sounds like King. But anyways, he just said it's like so naturally, and then he went, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Like, that's just all he calls Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I'm sure that's just his regular conversation and talk there. Just slipped out in the wrong situation.
That was kind of how Nathaniel said that.
Like, this is how him and his dad talk, and then all of a sudden, oops, wrong situation. Like, surprise, still think he's trying to piss
her off. This is how I talk to, like, my frat brothers and my water polo guys.
All right, Nathaniel's a jerk.
Yeah. Back to not being on his side. Also, he pretends he doesn't know who Gloria Steinem is.
I don't know. What era? 70s. 70s? I don't know her work.
She's alive.
Well, I still don't know her work.
Founder of Ms. Magazine.
I'm familiar with it. I'm getting some really disappointed looks right now.
You know, guys, I try. I do the best I can. You know, you can only do so much.
Know about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend now.
You do know about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend now.
I'm sure this Steinem lady's great.
She is pretty great. Anyways, maybe Nathaniel doesn't know who Gloria Steinem is.
But you know, Rebecca's going to share his office because she's the boss. She can just decide such things.
Yeah, because, you know, Daryl's having a baby, and I guess that means he needs his own office? Sure, why not?
Who's going to want to share an office with the baby?
Why is the baby going to be in the office?
You think Daryl's not going to bring the baby into the office?
Daryl's going to bring the baby into the office.
I mean, come on.
Also, they're going to have 30-hour work weeks now. This sounds amazing.
This has been my idea for so long.
30-hour work weeks. 2-hour lunches. Mandatory nap breaks. Guys, naps.
I want to apply at this office.
Right now. Naps!
I'll bet you butt piercings will be celebrated there.
And naps!
That would be the best.
Oh my gosh.
I was on this kick for a while. Don't tell my coworkers. But at lunch, I would like leave in my car and like take a nap and then come back.
Instead of getting lunch?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I was like, I'm going to lunch now. And I come back like in 40 minutes. Like, oh, this is great. All refreshed.
That's awesome. A good idea. My old job, if I like left for lunch, people would be like, where are you going? Where are you going?
None of your business. I'll take a nap.
And then they'd be like, can you bring me back something?
Some drool from my chin.
Yeah, but if you don't want them to know that you're taking a nap.
Well, I guess you're going to have to pick up some food on your way back or something.
It's a problem. It cuts into your nap time.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's the dream.
Heather doesn't get nap breaks.
Heather doesn't get nap breaks. Guys, you could pay me, like, minimum wage. Like, minimum wage now, not like $15 an hour minimum wage. Like minimum
$7.25 or whatever it is right now.
Yeah, I think it's like 8.25 right now.
That was 8.25
now? We're at nap breaks?
Wouldn't be so bad.
Wouldn't be so bad.
30-hour work week.
Oh, man.
Like, if it were, like, daytime hours, not, like, weird all-over-the-place hours.
Yeah.
Might go for that. So Heather busts into, like, a management meeting or a board meeting, I guess it is.
Yeah.
They know her work.
They know her work. She's been doing good work. And she was going to quit, but you know what? She doesn't want to.
They need her.
They need her. They need not just diversity of, like, races, but which they do need, by the way. But also, like, diversity of ideas.
She wants to be entered into the store manager trainee program.
And they're like, we don't have that program. But they should. So now they do.
And they made it.
Yeah.
Another visionary idea.
And then that guy's going to go home and have sex with his wife.
Lucky lady.
Sure. And then, you know, back at Hector's house, Heather's telling Hector about how she's a regional manager now. She found her identity.
Knows who she is.
Knows who she is. She gets to boss people around at 3 different home bases.
She always has, like, good advice and stuff, so this would be good for her.
Yeah. Heather's good at bossing people around.
Yeah.
And she's Kevin's boss now. Which, you know, will probably be weird. At least at first.
They'll get over it.
But yeah, so she's ready to take the relationship to the next level now.
Yeah, wants Hector to move in with her.
Yeah. And Hector is like, you know what? Let's do it, because you know what? I'm ready to move out because I have been watching Josh becomes BFFs with my mom.
Not a good look.
Not a good look for him or for me, I'm realizing now.
Time to move out.
Time to move out.
Then Josh, where are they going? To a concert?
Metallica concert? Ew.
Yeah.
Gross. You gotta be around Metallica fans.
Not in a long time.
Imagine being around Metallica fans right now.
Yeah, I can do without.
Yeah.
So, back at home base.
Back at home base. Kevin got Heather a present!
That was really nice of him.
Yeah! And
he went through some racial sensitivity training.
Yeah, and he was being insensitive. He acknowledges that. He's... Uh-oh.
He's sorry. He bought a Indian clothing, which is called a sari, right? Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah. And Heather's not Indian. You know, she gets that a lot. But even if she was, don't do this.
Wrong move.
Wrong move. Not good. This is still a bad idea. And then Kevin takes his shirt off again.
It's hard to, just to be fair, it's hard to come up with the right idea. So many things are the wrong idea.
I mean...
Finding the right balance can be difficult.
Yeah, I understand.
Because you don't want to just ignore race.
That's true, because then you're ignoring...
That's what people tend to lean towards, is like, I'm just going to pretend like this doesn't exist. But people don't like that either, so you got to like acknowledge it somehow, and in a kind way, but not in a stupid way. So it's just, it can be a tight walk at times.
Giving somebody a sorry, though, is... Get her a CD that you heard her say she liked that band.
Yeah.
It's not like Heather doesn't, like, tell people what she likes. Get her something she likes.
Then, and he shouldn't make assumptions about her race, too.
Yeah. Also, don't make assumptions about her race. And I understand, like, hey, you want to know. And also, you want to, like, be sensitive. And saying, like, oh, I don't see color is, like, not helpful at all, because then you're, like, ignoring the fact that, hey, people of color face challenges that, you know, white people don't. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like, somebody of a different race than you faces challenges that you don't face.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just ignore it.
You can't just ignore it.
So he's trying to figure out he knows that.
He knows that, at least. I'm not saying Kevin's a bad guy.
No, he's just being weird about
things. He fucked up. He knows he fucked up, and, I mean, obviously he feels bad about it. I don't know why taking his shirt off is a thing he does.
He's got some issues.
That's...
But he's wearing an undergarment this time.
I mean, he did watch his mom kill his dad.
Yeah, he's got some issues.
Yeah. But yeah, Heather made everybody wear undershirts, which was a good idea.
Is that just for him?
No, she said everybody has to do it.
I know, but was it the reason for the rule him?
Probably.
Always a person behind every role, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, right?
Is it 2 weeks later?
Didn't it say that?
It might have. I might have missed it.
A lot of times, like, during the cutscenes, I'll write my notes because there's nothing on the screen, like, interesting to, like, watch. And that's when I miss those little like lines that say stuff like 2 weeks later. So that's why you always know things like that, and I don't, except for this time where it's the opposite. 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later. Apparently.
Daryl and Rebecca are waiting to hear about the fertilization.
They're going to implant.
Oh, implantation.
Yeah. Yes. But apparently, the surrogate is already pregnant.
Put two in there, can't they?
What does his face tell you?
It's a bad idea. Yeah, so bad idea. So, but that's really crappy.
Yeah, that sucks.
I guess they got the egg fertilized already, right? Now they're going to have to freeze it?
Yep. If they don't find a surrogate in the next 24 hours, they have to freeze the embryo, which makes it less viable.
And Heather just walks by at this point, but just casually agrees to carry the child.
Yeah, I'll do it. Just 9 months, right?
They didn't change that.
which is very nice of Heather.
I feel like she could put a little more thought into it, maybe.
Yeah.
Seems like a big deal.
Yeah, seems like kind of a commitment. And also, maybe talk to your partner about it. Instead of just telling him that you're doing it.
I don't care about that part.
No?
It's not like she's gonna have the baby, you know?
Okay, so Nancy is gonna be a surrogate for me.
All right, they are just boyfriend, girlfriend. All right, fine. No, I take it back. Not fine. Heather can do what she wants. Hector doesn't need to have a say in this.
All right, so you're fine with Nancy being my surrogate?
I don't think I have a right to say no. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Even if I'm not. I don't think that matters so much.
Wait, so you're saying you're not fine with Nancy being my surrogate?
I'm saying it wouldn't matter if I wasn't.
Are you saying you're not, though?
This requires some thoughts before I come into an opinion on this. You can carry your own babies. Nothing wrong with you.
You don't know that!
Alright, I don't. There's nothing wrong with you.
Not that I know of.
How much money are we talking here?
No, if she's just doing it because she's nice.
Bad deal. We'll think about it.
Okay. It's my egg, but it's...
Hector's kind of confused about what's going on here.
Yeah, understandably.
Yeah, I'm confused. It's like, you're home from work, and like, yeah, I got a new job. Let's just carry someone else's baby. Just
wait, what?
It's just a little confusing.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Nope, I did not either.
Yeah.
That's all I have. But anyways, now that Rebecca is off the hormones, she apologizes to Nathaniel.
I realize her behavior was a little heightened during the hormones.
Yeah. Nathaniel acknowledges, you know, he wasn't the nicest person either.
Yeah, amidst to that raging water thing.
Yeah.
Just staged a photo to piss her off. I wonder what he told her. Make her, like, take a photo for the purpose of upsetting the ex.
Weird thing to do.
And you can't just say, hey, let's go here and take a picture so I can piss off Rebecca, because I doubt she would agree to that.
Yeah.
So, like, did he take her there and then, like, pretend to get sick or something? I'm kind of curious. Maybe he pooped his pants in the water.
That just ruins raging waters for everyone all day.
Probably wasn't intentional. I bet he faked illness. He got there, went on like one slide. He's like, oh, so sick. I gotta go.
That's probably it.
He's probably feeling it for real, though, because he's like a germaphobe about that place, right?
Yeah. Probably the... What's the opposite of the placebo effect?
I don't know.
Whatever the opposite of the placebo effect is. That's...
Or you like, you convince yourself that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same as the placebo effect in a way. Although it's like...
Yeah, but it's like in the other direction.
I think this is the placebo effect in action. It just happens to be a little bit real. Like, if you take a therapy and expect it to work, even if it does work a little bit, the attitude alone... Oh, you mean like bad instead of good?
Yeah.
Oh. I see what you're saying now. I get you.
Yeah.
Took me a second to understand. the lock sometimes. Is there a thing, or is it...
I don't know! There has to be, though, right?
Like, you're just thinking you're going to get sick is going to make you feel sick?
Mm-hmm.
Like, thinking you're going to get better. Yeah, I don't know if it has a separate, like, effect, or if it's just that applied to other things. Good question. I don't know.
I refuse to look it up.
I was tempted to grab their phone. What's the opposite of the placebo effect?
Anyways, so she just wants him to know, you know, she wasn't ditching him. Rebecca wants him to know she wasn't ditching him. She
really cares about him.
She cares about him. She just can't be in a real relationship right now.
Yeah, he understands. They shake hands.
Yeah.
They're friends.
Shake hands. They're friends. They're adults.
And they fuck.
And, well, yeah. They, this is the worst idea ever.
Yeah, now I understand the title of the episode a little better. Double meetings. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mike, that was the episode. What'd you think?
It was fun. Huh? We learned a lot about Heather. I was excited about that. We've been stalling on her, like, trying to find herself for so long. We finally see where she's going.
I want some more Valencia.
That's exactly my thoughts. Exactly. In fact, it's in my predictions.
All right.
It's a very unformed prediction, so we might as well go through it now because it doesn't even qualify. But I think Valencia's turn is next.
All right.
I don't have any idea what it's going to be. I have no predictions about what it'll be, but they got to develop her a little more now, right?
Yeah. But anyways, now it is time for Get It. This is the person who had us excited, pumping our fists this episode. Mike, who's your Get It?
Oh, this was super easy and obvious.
This was an easy one.
There's no one else to pick. There's it's got to be Heather, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly. No, this was an easy one.
She dominated this episode.
Yeah, this was... Heather got it. She got it. There was no choice for Forget It.
Yeah, if you pick someone else, I'd be mad at you.
Yeah. No. But do we need to discuss it at all, even? Like, it's pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah, she's killing it. She made her own career, basically.
Yeah, she, like, invented a position.
For herself, yeah, and she got it, and she's gonna rock it, so yeah.
She got it. But then, it's time for, oh, honey, who's the person we, like, kind of felt bad for, we sympathized with, maybe we've been where they've been. This one was hard for me. Mike, who's your, aw?
It was hard for me, too. I guess, I gotta give it to this, like, triple parenting thing going on. I don't know. I had trouble with this. I'm just kind of interested in that. And, you know, it's good for Daryl. He almost lost it. He's gonna get his thing now. Thing. Baby. He's gonna get a baby now. What do you got?
I gave mine to Hector because he was so confused at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have no idea what's happening. Apparently my girlfriend's going to have a baby with somebody else.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That's weird. Yeah, I felt bad for him. That was my awe. But now, it is time for... I just can't with you right now. Who's the person that we just can't with? We cannot with them right now. Mike, who can you not with?
I'm going to go with this vibrator business.
God damn it.
I mean, if someone else used a sex toy that I owned without, like, my permission, even with my permission, let's don't use my stuff, all right? Not okay. You?
That was mine.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Rebecca. And, like, well, really, Rebecca through this whole episode was just...
She's been getting the can'ts a lot. This entire season has been, like, a whole bunch of Rebecca can'ts.
Yep.
She's really gone off the rails.
Well, you know, this is what he just done to her. Yeah, oh, don't use other people's sex toys. Unless, like, you have their permission.
I'm sure there's scenarios where that'll be okay.
Yeah.
But definitely general, not without their knowledge.
Don't just, like, go into their room and, like, take their shit. In general.
Goes for just about anything in their room, I would say. Yeah. Roommates.
Yeah. Mike, what time is it now?
Oh, it's time to spiral.
Oh, it's time to spiral. It's prediction spiral time.
Where should we start?
Oh, so I want to start.
Oh, you go ahead. What do you got?
I think that. So we watched The Next Time On. So if you didn't watch The Next Time On, a lot of Nathaniel and Rebecca doing it. I think new girl Mona finds out and confronts Rebecca.
Okay.
And that makes Rebecca do some self-reflection. Because here's the thing. She hasn't been honest with Dr. Shin, like, at all. She's not been checking in. She's been lying. She's been hiding stuff. That's not healthy therapy behavior. I think we're going to hit another rock bottom.
Makes sense.
Like, not next episode, but, like, the episode two. After next. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
So they'll have a sexy episode, and then they'll have their this is creating real problems episode.
Yeah, and then I think that might lead to her losing the firm.
And what, how would that work?
Well, because right now she's controlling Daryl's shares and she's controlling Bert's shares. Because they have confidence in her.
Yeah. So this will break their confidence?
Break their confidence and then they'll want to control their own shares.
Okay. I have a theory along those lines as well.
Ooh!
I think Bert decides he wants to have a little more influence than he initially let on. Starts wanting them to do specific things and he's going to assert himself a little bit. And that'll create some shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
I don't know. Do we know what percentage Bert owns now? Is it even threes? Or is there any of the portions that are bigger than the others?
I do not know.
But either way, he probably at least has one third.
Probably a third. At least.
Anyways, I think that comes back into it. What do you think is going to happen with Hector and Heather in this pregnancy thing?
I think. I haven't thought about it before this, but I decided to take the heel position.
Okay.
And say that they're going to break up.
Oh. I have the exact opposite prediction. I think Hector is super into pregnant Heather. Like, in a almost creepy way. Like,
that's
this
a good
just
prediction.
Hits.
That's
this
a
just
good
hits
prediction.
All of his buttons are pressed at this.
It's a good prediction. I'm not going to lie. That's a good prediction. I just want to be the heel for once.
Taking it over from me?
Yeah.
How about that white Josh? He didn't make the episode at all. It's almost like he's irrelevant now. It doesn't even matter. He's not even going to be in the show. Like, probably not going to put him in the credits anymore. Got it back.
It's not over.
I don't think that.
It's not over. Their love is eternal.
And White Josh doesn't have to do any parenting because this baby has like four parents now.
It's got so many parents.
How many more parents does it need?
It's got all the parents. Do you have any more predictions? I don't have any more predictions.
I do have one.
Ooh.
It's pretty generic, so you're going to be disappointed.
All right.
But I think they will turn, you know how they the theme song halfway through the episode?
Yeah.
And it was just that car breaking scene. I bet you they do, like, one of the types of crazies for each episode of the next four.
Hmm.
Like, next episode might be the one where, like, I don't know, like, where she's in the dress. And,
okay.
Like, so I think they theme it up. Maybe it's the one where you have sex with the crazy girl. Which one was that again?
I like it when a girl gets crazy in
bed.
Yeah,
that one. I bet you that one will be next.
All right.
Because it's sexy episode next one.
Maybe. Who knows? But yeah, that's the show. Do you like this show?
Really?
Because I am, like, basically dead. And not coherent at all. Why do you like this show? You should let us know why you like the show. You should rate us and review us on iTunes. Helps other people find the show. You want other people to find the show, right? Helps us figure out what to do. Doesn't have to be a positive review. It's okay. Although, why are you still listening?
Anyone who's going to write a negative review has turned this off a long time ago.
Right? Like, we're like 39 episodes in, you guys. 39 canonical episodes in. You probably even listened to the fanfiction episode.
Did you listen all the way through? If you did, write a review.
You should write a review.
That takes commitment.
It does. Also, you can find us on Facebook. Search for You Ruin Everything. You can follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod. You can, if you tweet at us, let us know what show you want us to do next. We're getting to the end of this. And also, watch out on Twitter for us tweeting out Twitter polls for when we figure out the final four, what we're going to do next. Anyways, did I mention I'm, like, basically dead right now?
I think you did. I did.
Okay, good, because I am basically dead. Anyways, you can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com. We're not on this podcast.
Don't.
Hashtag butt stuff.